May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Would you like to sit down? Revision, a word on many of students, teachers, and parents' lips at the moment. It is exam season. And all over the country, young people and older people are busy revising, rereading notes, making new notes, making new lists, and revising what they've learned over the last years in order to perform well in their exams. I'm sorry if I'm reminding anybody here this morning. Revision is an important part of preparing for that exam or the test. So we pray for them all, students, teachers, lecturers, and parents. Pray that all of them may do their best, but remember that whatever the outcome, God does not judge you on your academic grades and achievements. Now, I think that is similar to our gospel reading this morning, and indeed to the letter of Peter. The reading from John begins a section of the gospel known as the Farewell Discourses. The chapters come immediately after the Last Supper, as Judas leaves with betrayal in his heart. And these chapters are, in a way, the final revision of all that Jesus has taught them in the last years that he has spent with them. In those last hours before his own test of trial and death, he was also preparing the disciples for the test to come. Now, of course, the gospel was written after Jesus' death, written with a particular people and purpose in mind. But notwithstanding that, it would seem that these farewell chapters summarize the key purpose of both Jesus' teaching and his life, and look ahead to the days beyond that time of trial. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. But how many commandments can we remember? Now, this isn't a public test, but maybe a quick revision question for all of us. Are we running through the Ten Commandments as best as we can at this very moment? And do we find there's always one we can't remember? We get to nine and think, what was the one I forgot? Or maybe we remember more clearly Jesus' summary of the greatest commandments, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep them in the way that you love and worship God, and in the way that we love our neighbours, our fellow men and women, and the children and young people who are amongst us. You will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. And so it's all about relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with one another. Love shared in community. Love shown in bringing dignity and fullness of life and life love to all. God looks at every one of us with love and longs for us to give and receive love from him and to share that love with each other, which is at the heart of the way we try to live. We don't always manage it, but we try. And at the heart of this week's focus on Christian aid. So this week we revise the command of Jesus to love our neighbours as ourselves, especially our neighbours across the world, who because of poverty, overcrowding, climate change, food insecurity, and poor infrastructure, find themselves in need of help, our help. Our part is largely through prayer and fundraising, enabling the partner agencies of Christian Aid to provide training, technology, and support where it's most needed. Let me share the story, one of the stories from Christian Aid for this year, of Belinda. Belinda lives with her husband and five children in a one-bedroomed wooden house in Nairobi. The husband's work as a builder is irregular, and if there's no work, there's no pay. And so Belinda takes whatever job she can to try and provide a stable income. But through the partnership of Christian Aid with an agency called Beacon of Hope, Belinda has learned how to plant a water-saving cone garden. Now, I looked it up, and I think it's one where the plants are grown in a sort of cone, so that when you water at the top, the water's not wasted. It trickles down to all the other plants beneath, as long as you put in enough at the top. And now she can grow spinach and beetroot and other local vegetables, and her family have fresh vegetables to eat. If she grows more than she needs, she can sell the surplus to raise money for her other living costs. These are called urban farms, and they're flourishing in the most unexpected, tiny places, at the end of streets and alleyways, surrounded sometimes by corrugated iron. Women like these, and the agencies on the ground who help them, and all who need our help, are our neighbours. But they're not solely recipients of our charity, because I believe they give us something as well. Because when Belinda was asked what keeps her going in hard times, she said, "I pray, and I have a friend who I share with. My friend gives me advice, and I become strong." Which surely is a reminder to us as well, to pray and to provide that sort of friendship to each other, and to thank God when we receive it. This is love in action, shared in communities, shared between friends, between agencies, between nations. It is love that echoes through the gospel, through the Acts of the early church and the encouraging letters of the first Christians. Now, after the service, there will be a chance to watch a short film from Christian Aid telling the stories of women like Belinda. It's all set up in the South Isle over there. So do grab your coffee and go and watch it, because it's inspiring, I think, to see what our fundraising can help others to achieve, but also to be reminded of that key message from the gospel: if you love me, keep my commandments. And so I started with revision for exams, but even more for life. Let's all revise what it means to love through the keeping of God's commandments, what it means to love God, and what it means to love each other and our neighbours near and far. For everything that Jesus lived and taught is found in and through love. Love enfolds us into the very heart of God and then sets us free to share that love with others. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Amen.